Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Have no fear, there'll be no pain. All I want is your jugular vein.
Omar the Vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the Vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad-looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey, honey, did he hurt you last night? She said, no, you fool, he's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks, his mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker.
Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank Bloody Marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cuckoo. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool.
Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her. All it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now.
I'm from South Carolina with a vamp bite on my knee.
Hey, what do you mean a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
Fifth and final essential call is the roost call. It is a deadly call. Use it when you're in your roost or near your roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause. Two men calling at the same time is always better than one. Here is a crow hunting sequence. We are now well hidden in a blind near a roost. Glenn is calling to a flock of birds 200 yards away, downwind. Keep them up. They're turning. They're turning. Glenn has switched to the recognition call, mixed with the fighting call, and they are coming in fast, calling for a fight. 80 yards off and still coming. Glenn is muting his call. Guns ready. They're 40 yards off, and Glenn is planning that final teasing call. They're on us. Let them have it. Nice work. Three birds and Glenn is after them with that comeback call. There. They're turning and pitching back. Now the fighting call. Mixed with a little comeback call. Here they are again. Two more down. They're interested but cautious. Both Glenn and us are calling now. Closer. 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 7 out of 9. Not bad. Wait. Watch that pair coming in from the east. They have sighted our own decoy. This is it. That last one nearly got away. Here are a few non-essential calls, but nice to know. The fledgling cry will produce during the nesting season. Here is the love call. It occasionally brings response during the mating season. The command call. It is merely the voice of a flock leader getting his flock ready for movement. Like the greeting call, it is not used in crow hunting. The dying crow call is occasionally successful when given to incoming crows. The highball crow call is sometimes advocated for attracting the attention of distant crows. Do not use this call. The warning call with its three sharp notes goes like this. Do not use this call under any circumstances, as it will scare away any crow in the vicinity. With a little patience, you will learn to bring them in fighting mad every time, and when you do, good shooting.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
The talk of the town. My insurance man.
Is that what they call you?
My insurance man.
Is that what they say?
Are you sure that you're recognized as the man who's organized to make the most of every single day? My insurance man.
The man they refer to?
My insurance man.
When they tell their friends?
Do they say you're the greatest, always up on the latest? Well, they can if you're my insurance man.
My insurance man.
He's the one who's expanding.
My insurance man.
With standards outstanding.
He's the man who delegates the details, the birth dates.
His time he reserves for those he sells and serves. My insurance man, the man we rely on. My insurance man, the best of them all. Who serves all coverage needs. That's why he succeeds. My insurance man, is that what they call you?
Thank you. Rosita.
Hey, Juan Pollo, what's happening?
Yo, man, we're checking out the cool tunes over here at RadioValencia.com. We're listening to Ricky Ricardo, man.
Oh, Ricky, I love the Ricky. How are you listening to this, chicken?
When I'm riding my lowrider, I like to listen to
87.9
FM.
How do you listen to it at home, in your house?
Dude, it's easy. Radio Valencia by FM.
He had a letter bull escape, so the bull was facing failure.
generous, glamorous Mary. But her love, she says it's all for me. Honesty, my lady Mary. She's so good and beautiful, so good for me. She said she's in love with me. I'm so glad she is in love with me. Soft and nice, glamorous Valerie. But her love, she says it's all for me.
Phone instructor who will teach you the essentials of touch typing quickly and efficiently. Learning touch typing is really quite easy. Follow my instructions carefully, and by the time you have finished this record, you will have mastered the typewriter keyboard. Try not to look at the keys when typing, and don't worry about mistakes. They will disappear with practice. Ready? F.
F.
B.
B.
I.
I.
Space. C.
C.
I.
I.
A.
A.
Space. K.
K.
G.
G.
B.
B.
Space. C.
C.
N.
Space
R
R
B E-M. Space. M. S.
S.
G.
G.
Good. By this time, your fingers should be moving more quickly to the desired keys. Also, your fingers automatically should be returning to the starting keys. If you do not feel this automatic response, more time should be spent going over the previous bands. For those who feel they are ready to proceed further, we will now practice using the keys on the row directly below the starting keys. Place your hands on the starting keys. Ready?
See?